You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, records show the incoming superintendent at the Lincoln Hills Schools for Boys had red flags in his employment history. We'll check in with a reporter about that and other latest news from the troubled youth prison in northern Wisconsin, which is now caught up in a federal probe.
Right now, we're turning our attention to an ongoing battle over voting districts in Wisconsin. Yesterday, a panel of federal judges started hearing a lawsuit arguing that the legislative districts that were drawn after the state's 2010 census are heavily skewed.
Several Democrats argue that the Republican-drawn districts are so partisan that they violate voting rights. Barry Burden joins us now. He's professor of political science at UW-Madison and director of the UW's Elections Research Center. Barry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Well, in past cases in courts involving so-called gerrymandering, what has that meant? What constitutes gerrymandering, according to the courts?
Well, it's a moving target. The courts generally don't like to wade into cases that seem to be just about partisanship, but they have defined districts as either illegal or inappropriate if they violate voting rights for minority groups or other terms. And so this case is really being watched nationwide because it's about partisanship, and that would set a new precedent.
Yeah, the argument being made here, and there's some academic research on the mathematics behind this, I think, the argument is that Republicans didn't just gerrymander, they didn't just stack things in their own benefit, which parties do on both sides around the country, but they went above and beyond past levels of partisan districts. What's the case being made here?
Yeah, the unique thing about this case is that there's a measure being offered, something called the efficiency gap that the plaintiffs have created, and it's a metric that would determine when districts have become so bad that they're beyond the threshold that's acceptable. And this is something that Supreme Court justices have said in previous cases they're looking for. They want to know where that line is, and here the plaintiffs have actually measured the efficiency gap in Wisconsin in recent years, but also in a bunch of other states and over time, to show just where today's maps stand relative to other maps.
And what do we mean by an efficiency gap? What does that mean in terms of people's votes being meaningful or meaningless?
Well, it's a measure essentially of how many votes are wasted, either wasted by packing supporters of one group into an area and so they have excess votes, or spreading them out so thinly that they don't have influence in any one district. And in Wisconsin, it appears as though Republicans have done a good job at maximizing the number of seats they get from the votes they earn. I think for the last two election cycles here in Wisconsin, the assembly has been above 10% on the efficiency gap measure, which would mean that Republicans are getting about 10% more in seats than they would deserve based on votes alone.
Part of this is a story about technology, as I understand it. In the old days, if you wanted to draw districts, you had a big map, and you had pencils, and I guess erasers, too, and you did the best you could. Now we have computers, and you can run hundreds or even thousands of different maps to find the best one.
That's right. And so each wave, every 10 years when this map making is done, is a little more sophisticated with more consultants and more software and more techniques in play. And here there was also secrecy involved, and that's part of the case, that a lot of this was done off of state property in a private law firm. And so the case really has two elements. One is the efficiency gap measure and whether the majority Republicans went too far, and the other is the process by which those maps were drawn.
Right. In some cases, lawmakers had to sign a secrecy agreement with a law firm, as I understand it, to look at their own potential district.
That's my understanding, and it was
that's the testimony in court anyway, yeah.
That's right, and I think there was also an allegation that it was a private law firm doing this work off of state property, so there's some question about open meetings requirements and so on.
Talking to Barry Burden from UW-Madison about a court case involving redistricting here in Wisconsin, the latest district boundaries drawn, Democrats saying it's violating people's voting rights. What has been the argument from the state, in effect, as represented, I think, by the Attorney General's office?
Yeah, the defense is essentially saying this is just partisanship. It's what parties do when they get into power. They draw maps to try to help themselves out. We've seen Democrats and Republicans do this in states across the country. This one may be a little more extreme than others, but it's within the bounds of what's acceptable. There's no violation of Voting Rights Act or any other federal statute, and so what's the case?
But there was one smaller challenge to the redistricting involving Latino voters and districts. That would be a more traditional court challenge over gerrymandering, wouldn't it?
That's right, and this becomes difficult for the public to track because there are so many lawsuits happening in such a short period of time. But you're right, within this cycle, since these maps were adopted, there were suits dealing with a couple of districts in the Milwaukee area. This is really a suit about the entire map.
This is something that could end up going, as you alluded to earlier, to the U.S. Supreme Court. Are we maybe setting precedent here in Wisconsin for the way lines are drawn all over the country?
That could happen. This is the furthest any case of this type has gotten. To have a three-court panel here, it involves both federal court judges and appeals court judges. It could go directly to the Supreme Court on appeal from here. Justice Kennedy, who's the swing vote on the court, at least when there are nine members, has said he's looking for a standard. He wants to know what metric, what threshold to use, and here this case is offering it.
There have been calls over the years to change the way we draw these maps here in Wisconsin and not have it in the hand of the political parties. Sometimes by default, if we have split government, Republicans in the Assembly, Democrats in the Senate, it ends up in court hands often anyway. But right now it's winner take all if you win both houses. Both parties have had a chance to change this when they've had full majorities. The Democrats didn't change it. The Republicans didn't change it. Do you think there's an appetite, though, to take it out of partisan hands in Wisconsin?
There has been some movement to do that. There have been bills in the legislature essentially to adopt the model that's used in Iowa. Uh-huh. Iowa has the opposite system in a way. It's a nonpartisan system where state agencies are tasked with drawing maps, and they hand them to the legislature for an up or down vote. And those maps are drawn without regard to partisanship and without regard to where incumbents live. So it tends to be a more efficient, more inexpensive, and more transparent system. The state, for a variety of reasons, has resisted that over the decades.
I won't ask you to predict what this particular federal court is going to rule on this, or the Supreme Court for that matter. But what's the crux, do you think, that the judges are going to be weighing? What are they going to really be looking for to make their decision?
I think one is whether they can trust this new measure, whether they believe it's actually capturing the thing that the plaintiffs allege. And then two, if they believe that the measure is valid, is Wisconsin far enough over the line to say that these maps need to be struck down?
And then if they agree that the maps need to be struck down, I guess what is the usual court remedy? Does that mean the courts redraw the map, or do they send it back to the legislature? What happens to solve this problem if the courts say, yeah, this is a problem?
It could be any of those options, really. It may be a message to the legislature, you need to draw new maps that have a better efficiency measure, or it could mean that the courts get involved and try to draw the maps themselves.
We'll be watching this. I'm sure you will, too. Barry, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Glad to be here.
We've been talking to Barry Burton. He's professor of political science at UW-Madison and director of the UW's Elections Research Center. He talked to us about this ongoing trial just started this week over the state's redistricting map drawn by the Republican majority in the legislature. Democrats saying that the Republican-drawn map violates voting rights. You can follow this. We'll post updates on the Central Time Facebook page.